Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hi, Secret. I was calling because I've gotten charged since December for a product I don't have that I didn't want, and a subscription fee which I never sign up for, and I'm just wondering if you could help me with that.
Hey, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Sheila Lillingquist is my name, and it's 1473 Cedar Avenue, McLean, Virginia. 22101.
Okay. Let me get this pulled up.
Thank you.
So I see that you had ordered the purifier on December 30th, paying $7.45 for shipping and handling. Excuse me. And let me see. It shows that it was delivered.
Yeah, they couldn't tell me because I said, I don't even have an air purifier here. When was it delivered?
It's loading. Let me see.
They said they could see where it was shipped out, but they couldn't tell me where it was delivered. But
okay, yes, ma'am, because due to the age of the shipment, it won't show us the exact ship,
yeah,
the delivery day. But it was shipped out on July. Well, ma'am, it does that when there's, because it's been a while since it was shipped out. It was shipped out on January 4th.
Shipped. I'm just writing this down. Shipped January 4th. Okay. All right. Well,
and could
anyway,
you verify your email address?
Yes. It's SheilaLillingquist@gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am, so your email address, the phone number you use to call in on, your name and your shipping address all matches to this account. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $7.45.
Yeah, no, I do not remember that.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting USPS Postal Inspector. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed this order, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
Yeah, all I want is my money back. Is that
okay, so
possible?
Would you like to move forward with the fraud investigation, ma'am?
Yeah. Please.
Okay, so I will be issuing you those credits pending the investigation. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see them within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay, what would I see within 3 to 5 business days?
Your credits.
Okay, and they'll just show up on the card? I spoke to somebody earlier, and they've already canceled this product, whatever it is. So
correct. That's correct.
Yeah. What
did you already get a cancellation number?
I got a cancellation, KC021, but that's for the subscription that I supposedly
correct. That's the same one.
Subscribe to. Okay. Yeah. So I don't
need another one. Is there anything else I could do for you?
If I don't see the credit in 3 to 5 business days, what should I do?
You can call back.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you for all your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.